It's been 40 days since this happened. Supporters celebrating the passage of the city's non-discrimination ordinance on September the 5th spilled out of City Hall and into Main Plaza. Tiffany Bishop joined the revelers.
We've been working on this for almost 2 years with our coalition partners, and so it's just really overwhelming and emotional and long time coming.
Others thought the ordinance or NDO would stifle their freedom of speech and stomp on their religious beliefs. Pastor Charles Flowers led the charge against the issue, and on the day it passed, he concluded this.
It's disappointing, obviously disappointing.
But opponents didn't stop there. They began a referendum effort to reverse the NDO. They had 40 days to collect more than 61,000 signatures, which is 10% of the registered voters back in May. City Clerk Leticia Vasek says a pastor who helped collect signatures notified her that they had not succeeded in getting the signatures required to repeal the NDO.
We were expecting a group to come in today with the petitions, and we received a phone call notifying our office that they were not going to be coming in because they had not received the required number of signatures.
City Attorney Michael Bernard has said the city has not received complaints over inappropriate restroom behavior or any backlash as a result of the ordinance. Those were some of the fears opponents had after the ordinance passed. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.